This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature and is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Thanks for tuning in. The name of our company is Legacy Financial Strategies. Our tagline is we try to help you enjoy and protect your nest egg, where we try to increase your returns and reduce your risks if possible. We'll talk later about yellow, green, and red money. Red money is risk money. Of course, that's money you could lose, but we'll talk about some of those strategies in a minute, and we're going to talk about the economy, the employment numbers, which are seeming to hold tight about 800-some thousand, the Fed keeping interest rates. Now they say through 2022 or beginning of 2023, they didn't really say if they meant the end or beginning, but it looks good. We're going to talk about a case, four reasons why maybe deflation is here to stay, according to one economist. So what do we do here at Legacy Financial Strategy? Well, we've been serving pre-retirees and retirees from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania between my daughter and myself. And she'll be back, she said, toward the end of October. She comes back maybe once just for a couple hours, but basically she's been off. She adopted a new baby, but anyway, she's off, but she's able to work, but she's taking some time off, but she'll be joining us, she said, probably toward the end of October. She does come back from time to time. So let me give you some contact information on what we do here at Legacy Financial Strategies. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Our website, and folks, you got to take advantage of this. A lot of good information we talk about every week. LeaveALegacy.com. Hopefully, many of you people out there, you know, enjoy and protect your nest egg, but leave a legacy. The Bible talks about your children's children. LeaveALegacy.com has all our contact information. But we've been serving pre-retirees again, and from Eastern Ohio, Western Pennsylvania, between my daughter and myself now for approximately 70 years. That's right, for over 70 years. So I'm a master certified estate planner. My daughter is a certified estate planner. In fact, she's one of the few advisors I would submit to you in Eastern Ohio, maybe the only one, I'm not sure about this, in Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania, that actually worked for the Social Security office many years ago. She also worked for, she was director of missions at a nursing home then in Fayetteville, North Carolina, many years ago. She was a social worker for Mercer County as an area on aging and a social worker. She also worked in Washington, D.C. in the Census Bureau, not doing census, but she was involved in these surveys, big project surveys for long-term care. So she has a wealth of knowledge in that area. So what do we do at Legacy Financial Strategy and Legacy Advisory Group? Well, the first thing, you need a plan. You might not want to plan this order, but this is the one thing if you haven't planned for, guess what that could be? It could wipe out your nest egg. That's right. Wipe out your nest egg. And that's planning for something I don't like to talk about, but with this COVID thing, it's something you need to look at. And that's convalescent care. What do I mean by convalescent care? I mean in-home care, assisted living care, nursing home care, or adult daycare. You know, when you get past 65 or older, it's about a 75%, according to the government, you'll need some type of those assistance. What asset have you set aside to pay for that? I think most, and where would you want to spend if you had carry choice? I think most people before didn't want to go to a nursing home, especially with the pandemic going on. I think probably the majority of people, unless you have dementia or something, say, I don't want to go there. So what asset and what planning have you done? Now, we do planning for both crisis situation and pre-crisis. And if you're a veteran, we have a program called Veterans in Aid Tennis Program. I've talked about that. It's been a while, but I've talked about that a lot in the past. So if you know someone that's in a crisis situation, you can't say there's nothing you can do. There is something you can do. You might not be able to protect all the assets, but you can protect a good percentage of them. But it's better to do planning in advance. And I don't mean just buying long-term care insurance. That's my least favorite way. The reason I don't particularly care for that is most companies got out of the business. And number two, it's very expensive. And number three, if you don't use it, you lose it. Where there's a lot of strategies out there now that you can use, asset-based care, especially designed life insurance policy, that people think they just pay for dying. Well, they do that, but they also pay for benefits while you're alive, living benefits, for in-home care, assisted living care, etc. So if you'd like to learn more about that, give us a call and set up a 5, 10, 15-minute call, or you can set up a complimentary consultation. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Or again, go to our website, leavealegacy.com, which has our contact information. We also do tax planning and tax preparation. We're still doing a few returns. Most of the corporate returns are done already. The September 15th was the guide that was the D-Day, so to speak. And that was just a few days ago. But there's still some people on extension for personal. But now's the time to do tax planning. You know, as I mentioned in past shows, I believe this is a blue light special as far as taxes. And I don't care who's elected, eventually taxes are going to go up. Well, they're already scheduled to go up December 31st, 2025 under Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. So now's the time. You may have a window of opportunity. You may not have a window of opportunity if Joe Biden gets in. You might have a shorter time. But nevertheless, I think that should be paramount, especially if you have qualified accounts or you got assets. What are you doing to minimize the taxes? If you're dealing with a broker, most of them can't give tax advice because not allowed. We have a division of our company called Innovation Tax Service. That's a website you can go to also, innovationtaxservice.com or elitetaxreduction.com. Also, estate planning. We belong to the Mahoney and Shenango Valley Estate Planning, my daughter and myself. In fact, we're going to be meeting Squaw Creek next Thursday. We meet quarterly, and we work with elder law attorneys from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania. Involving what? Protecting your assets if you happen to need that care. Wills, trusts, power of attorneys, etc. We show people how to avoid probate, all that. Good information. And then you name the investment or savings vehicle. I can't say we have everything, but we talk a lot about yellow, green, and red money. Yellow money is your emergency money. Checking, savings, money market, credit union. We believe, depending on the person, anywhere from 3 months to a year. The advantages is very liquid, fairly safe, but the disadvantages, pays low yields, and you got to pay tax if it's earning any interest. So some of the negatives. And you got red money. And that's what? Stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, gold, silver. Mm-hmm. You may be interested. A lot of people don't are aware of it, but we deal with the hard asset as well as, you know, stocks regarding gold and silver. But that's red money. Why is that considered red money? You may see commercials on TV that may indicate that it's not red money, but it's risk money. It goes up and down. So that is considered risk money, even though gold and silver is not considered security unless you're buying stocks, the hard asset. The fact is it's still red money. So those be involved in variable annuities, also stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, etc. Anything that can go up, that can go down. The advantage is you get all the upside. But guess what? You get all the downside. So there's pros and cons. Then you have green money, like a traffic light. And there's pros and cons to those as well. That would be long-term CD, savings bonds, fixed annuities, index annuities. So everything has pros and cons. You can't say one is better than another, depending on what you're going to accomplish. You know, a lot of people will write articles because they have an agenda. And I always use the example, for example, is a hammer a good tool? And usually people say, of course it is. Well, I disagree with that. If you're going to dig a hole, you're telling me that hammers are good? Oh, that's foolish. No. You didn't ask me what I want to do with it. It depends on what you're going to do with it. Usually if you're going to dig a hole, pick and shovel might be better. Are shoes good? If they're the right fit, they're good. But if you get the wrong size, they're not so good. So everything has pros and cons. So you want to keep an open mind depending on what you're going to accomplish. So usually when people meet with us, either by Zoom or in person, however you'd like to do it, set up a call to learn more about it. But the first meeting is get to know you, and then we do a gathering of information, a fact finder discovery process. Sometimes that's done on the first meeting. Then we do on a second meeting called the retirement roadmap. People usually love this because they give us all the information, and we can tell the road that you're on. Are you going to have enough money to last? Or if you haven't retired, are you ready to retire? Are you going to have enough money? So that's our second meeting. Then the third meeting, we start offering solutions. So if you're interested in setting up a complimentary call or learn more about what we do, give Legacy Financial Strategies a call. Talk to one of our assistants. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. When we come back, we're going to talk about four reasons deflation, according to one economist, may be here to stay. So please listen to this very important message.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of The Complete Guide to Living a Tax-Free Retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. And my name is David Gallner. Let me give you some contact information in case you get a chance to write that down. If you'd like to set up a complimentary consultation, 5, 10, 15 minutes, or come in to the office for a complimentary meeting, the toll-free number at Legacy Financial Strategies is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or go to our website, which has all our contact information, and that website is leavealegacy.com, leave, L-E-A-V-E, the letter A, legacy.com. If you'd like to get our book that we help co-write along with some other authors, and with Jack Canfield. You know who Jack Canfield is? Chicken Soup for the Soul. He's written many books. It's called Pillars of Success. It's a hardback, and we'd be glad to send it out. We'll even pay the shipping. I think you'll find some enlightening information from us and some other authors in this book. And also, we have a book we'll give to you. And if you are concerned about taxes and debt, where things are going, get this book called Smart Retirement, second edition. And the SMART stands for Strategic Movement Around Retirement Taxation. And the author is Matt Sagula, S-A-G-U-L-A. And the foreword's by Dr. Michael Rosian. He's a CEO of a department in Cleveland Clinic, four-time New York bestseller. He's not the CEO of Cleveland Clinic. He's in the, I forget what department he's in, but anyway, that's his title there. It'll tell you in the book when you get it. We'll be glad to send that out. But here's the important thing about the book. A lot of good information about taxes and strategic movement and having a guaranteed paycheck Lots of good information. So if you'd like to get those two books again, the toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Names of the books are what? When you call in, Smart Retirement. What's the cost? No charge. Is there shipping and handling? No. We will pay that for you. And the other book we help co-author with Jack Canfield and some other people throughout the country, professionals, called Pillars of Success. And it has Jack Canfield, Sherry Marini, and David Golden on the outside. So if you'd like to get those, there is no charge for those. So the last segment we alluded about deflation. Is deflation is here to stay, is it? Well, the good news, speaking of inflation, deflation, they announced the cost of living for Social Security, for those who are collecting Social Security. So we might as well take the getting when it's good because, you know, some years we haven't. So it's about 1.6 starting next year. 2019 was 2.8. 2018 was 2. 2017 it was 0.3%, which is 3/1,000. 2016 was 0. And 2015, 1.7. 2014, 1.5. So we'll take what we can get regarding that. So, are you in the camp that thinks deflation is here, or are we going to have inflation? Well, I'm going to give you four reasons, according to the author for Money in Markets, that's here to stay. So let's get into it. Four arguments for deflation. We're concerned. We've covered it quite a bit. At least they have a money market. I've shared some of the information in the past on our show. And the general consensus around here is that the barbarous relic is likely to get a lot higher. Investors view gold as inflation hedge. Some of it, by the way, that's red money. We do offer gold and silver, you know, either stocks or bonds or the hard asset. Coins or bars or whatever. So if you have an interest in that, let us know. So a bull market in the yellow money would suggest what? That the inflation was starting to bubble to the surface. You saw how gold went up to about 1900 and has had a pullback. So inflation is dead on arrival at the moment. At the moment. And will stay that, according to them, for a while. They said, yes, the Federal Reserve is printing money at an unbelievable rate. And they said, yes, the government is racking up debts like it's World War II again. But those dollars aren't working their way into the real economy. And U.S. government debt is crowding out the private sector spending, which we need to generate growth. That's one of the keys. People need to spend. That's why they're talking about this 2.0 stimulus package. Hopefully they'll get that next week. So we'll have to see. So inflation, they said, will remain low at least for a while. And then they went on to say, Hunt and Hosington's first argument is that virtually the entire world is in a recession. I've talked about this in the past. What is the definition of a recession? It's when a GDP, gross domestic product, a measure of all goods and services, either declines or stays the same for two consecutive quarters. So they're according to these people, every major economy in the world went through some sort of lockdown or quarantine, at least most did, not maybe all. Many are still in one. In other words, there's no one to pick up the slack. When the U.S. faced recession in the past, Europe, Japan, or China were still growing at a fast enough clip to compensate. They said that's not the case today. Demand, they said, is what? In the toilet everywhere. In fact, I just talked to a client who flew to visit her daughter in Fort Lauderdale, and I said, where did you fly out of? She says, Pittsburgh, Southwest. Now, this might be exaggeration. She says, besides herself, she saw only one other car in the parking lot. I asked her about the plane. She says, she didn't look real good, but it was probably about half with the middle seats empty. So, I asked her about Fort Lauderdale. She said there was more people down there. But no one wants to depend on elaborate global supply chain when something like COVID can throw a wrench in it. Hunt and Hosington think the decline in global trade will add to the deflationary pressures. Do you agree with that? I happen to do. Now, I might differ here, he says. Shorter supply chain means major new investments by American firms where there's adversity
There's always opportunity, too. So they said supply chains means major new investments by American firms to bring their production home, which would be inflationary. Okay, number three. We said I'm not in total agreement with Hunt and Huntington's third point. Debt taking on to mitigate the worst consequences of the pandemic, while humane, political, popular, and in many cases essential, has moved debt to GDP ratios to uncharted territory. They said this is what economists call the crowding out effect. In a nutshell, they said, it means that capital used by the government is capital not available for the private sector to use. And every dollar sucked out of the private sector is a dollar that won't be used for growth. And number four, and finally, the sheer magnitude of the GDP's collapse, which fell almost, I've mentioned this before, 32.9, they rounded up to 33%, in the second quarter of this year, is deflationary because of its longer-term effects. Now, they're talking about, when the next quarter comes out, they're talking 20-plus, so that would be a good thing, but this is past tense they're looking at. So while there is still lack of good data, you don't have to look far to see how bad the damage is. Small business in particular have been gutted. That's a fact, as many retail office and even residential landlords. Every failed business or person or several people were cutting back on spending to repair their finances. That doesn't get fixed in a quarter or two. Inflation is still coming, mind you. There's nothing wrong with putting 5, 10, possibly 15%, depending on the people and your risk tolerance, in some of those silver and gold. But inflation is still coming, mind you. Eventually, the dollar will start to buckle under the weight of the unpayable debts. The fear is already contributing to gold's recent run. But in the meantime, deflation, they say, is likely to stick around for a while. So just don't sell your bonds, according to them, just yet. So, if you'd like to see where you stand, how it fits in, is the road that you're on, are you going to have enough money for you and your spouse, or if you're single, enough money? One of the things we do is called a retirement roadmap. It's an eye-opener. You can't just go Google this, and if it was, I'd get it. We pay quite a bit of money for this software. One of the things we do in our second meeting, if there's a good fit, we do this. We can either do it virtual, by Zoom, or another method. Or you can come in the office. So if you'd like to set up a phone call to learn more about it or a complimentary meeting, call Legacy Financial Strategies toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want this important message. Then we're going to talk about a chapter which you can get free that Harry Dent. In fact, I got to listen to a Zoom call and one of the mastermind groups that I'm in and what Harry Dent has to say, but I'll give you a little flavor on the next segment. So please listen to this important message.
Attention baby boomers, Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. Listen to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is Dave and Sherry Show. And my name is David Gallner. If you didn't get a chance to write down our number from the last segment, or you were in another room or driving, and you'd like to set up a complimentary consultation, our toll-free number, again, at Legacy Financial Strategies is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. So what we're going to talk about is Harry Dent's writing another book. He's written many of them. And the first chapter he has done, which I have privy to, and I'd be glad to email that or mail that out if you don't have a computer. It's about 30 pages, the first chapter. It's called The Greatest Financial Con in History. Let me repeat that again. The title of this book is The Greatest Financial Con in History. He's not done with it, but I have chapter one, so I got a copy of that. He emailed me the copy. Chapter one, The Greatest Bubble in All of Human History, People. Others try to read some of the experts to it, and then I'll tell you how you can get a copy of it again. The quickest way, of course, is email. Just call, give us your email, or we can mail it, give us your address. The Greatest Bubble in All of Human History. He said, we're living on the cliff's edge of the greatest, most persuasive financial bubble in recorded history. For those who don't know Harry Dent, he's an economist. And he's a little different types of economist than most people talk about. Now, again, every economist has pros and cons. Where he became famous, he lived in Japan for a while. And the Nikkei, which is equivalent to our Dow market, he had talked about years that stock market was going to collapse. So he was not very popular, especially if you're living in that country, saying those things. Well, the Nikkei market went from like 37,000 down to about 7. And it never recaptured the 37,000. I have to check to see what it is. It's not even close to what it is. Now, he's made some predictions, the great boom ahead. He talked about the Dow getting 50,000, 60,000. Well, he didn't obviously get those numbers right, but did he get the trend right? Oh, yeah. The Dow, you know, 30,000. So he got the trend, not exactly the number. It's hard, unless he's God or something like that. But trends, he doesn't always hit it right, because if you hit it right all the time, you know what you are then? You're a God. But the trend. So I wouldn't dispense anything you might read, negative or positive. I like to look at a variety of different economists. And then, based on your circumstances and where you are, you might want to plan accordingly. Because if you catch the wrong cycle and you retire and you start taking money out, we've talked about this in the past, called the sequence of return risk, you might be in trouble. That's why it's good to get that book, which I talked about, by Matt Sokola, Smart Retirement, where you got a paycheck for life, a guaranteed income. And also the Social Security is a paycheck. So you want to look at those as assets. Now, there's nothing wrong about putting money in red money, and there's yellow money and green money. Depends on the person. Everybody has different risk tolerance and so forth. So let me get into what he's talking about. He said, we're living on the cliff's edge of the greatest, most persuasive financial bubble in recorded history. Everything, he said, from real estate to gold, is inflated to dizzy heights. But stocks beat them all. He said, the United States stocks have been a hard boil since 1994, with a few growing searing corrections. The NASDAQ went up 6.4 times in 5 years into March of 2000. Taxi cab people were experts. He didn't say that. I added that in. Then the bubble of the bubbles boiled up from March 2009, February 2020, during which the NASDAQ went up 7.3 times, while the economic growth in GDP averaged just 1.8%. Now, some quarters were obviously more and some were less. This discrepancy, above all else, he said, is the best indicator of the biggest financial con anyone could ever have been sucker punched by. He said, I'll talk more about this ahead. He said, I've long warned that when the bubble eventually bursts, the collapse will be brutal. Are you ready, folks? Are you ready? The first crash could see markets lose just around or about 40% in just 2.5 months. So they come quickly, folks. Everyone laughed at me. They're not laughing anymore. Not after the precipitous plummet, the NASDAQ and Russell 2000 small cap stock suffered from February 19 and March 23rd, 2020. It just took 5 weeks for the NASDAQ to shed 32.5%. The S&P 500 to fall 35%, and the Russell 2000 to bleed 44%. People kept telling me, it won't happen. The Fed and central banks won't let it. But he said, I warned that just a single trigger like subprime crash in late 2007 would knock central bankers on their asses, and there'd be blood in the street before they could stand back up and react. He also said, I warned that the rapid, or his GABMAKE phase, from the sudden mass money printing over the repo crisis starting in October 2019 was setting up a top in early to mid-2020. Well, we're getting close. We'll see who's right. The trigger ended up being the COVID-19 virus, and it blindsided every government, central banker, business owner, investor, and everybody in between. And no amount of money printing can stop the virus. Stocks in the U.S. market had lost about $7 trillion. Hear that, folks? $7 trillion. Not billion, $7 trillion in those 5 weeks. That's double the $3.7 trillion the Fed printed. And its quantitative easing peaked into the end of 2014. He said globally, stocks lost about $20 trillion, about as much as all major central banks printed desperately over the last 11 years. And that's not counting all the other financial assets that suffered loss as well. He said, clearly, the con artists that have been duping investors for the last decade have lost control of the beast. They've created experimental monetary policies, and they're not the ones who will end up paying the ultimate price. Now, here's what we're saying, folks. I don't know if he's right or wrong. You may dismiss it altogether. What plan or safeguard do you have in place? Can you afford if he's right? If you can, continue on the same path. But you might want to get a second opinion and give us a call. We'll give you our number here in a minute and set up a complimentary phone call or a meeting. He says, rather, we are the everyday average Americans, invested or not, who are finally realizing that we spent the past 10 years, he said, bent over a barrel. The only good news here, given the extremely inequality and wealth today, is the top 1% to 20% in income own most of the financial assets were the most overinflated. He said they will suffer the biggest shock. He said, I'll prove this beyond a shadow of doubt in the next chapter. Well, I just have chapter one. His book will be coming out soon. He said, natural bubbles, like the one we enjoyed between 1925 and 1929, or 1995 and 2000, get crazy enough on their own, he said, with only a modest artificial injection or con artist manipulation. And they crash badly after their animal spirits are spent. And he says, as the bubble builds, more and more people buy in just because it's going up so fast and they don't want to miss out. Is that you? The last global bubble, anywhere near the magnitude, he said, of this 2009-2020, one crashed 89% in slightly less than 3 years. And the Great Depression that accompanied it saw the economy and unemployment bottom at 25% in March of 1933. He said that happened 90 years ago on a very powerful and obvious cycle that is swinging back around again. People tell me, he says, that central banks won't let a bigger crash happen. His answer to that is, really? That 40% first crash in the first quarter of 2020 slid by them like a hot butter. And as he said it bounced back. Okay, that's temporarily. We'll see what happens. As the 2008 subprime crisis toppled the market, stocks lost 54% before they reached enough to desperately right the ship. The Fed has now stretched beyond all imagination the economy and once natural bubble, one that alone predicted way back in the 1980s, with unique and simple indicators that revolve around people, not government policies. He says central banks have now, folks, now stretched an already super indebted economy. Go to that website called usdebtclock.org if you want to see what I'm talking about. Your head will spin. USDebtClock.org. He said the central banks have now stretched as already super indebtedness, economy buoyed by financial bubbles in every corner. So far, it has only took a brief stop. COVID-19 to prick it. To paraphrase Warren Buffett, you can see who's swimming naked when the tide goes out and the tide is receding rapidly. I'm only on page 5 of this, approximately 30 pages. So if you'd like to get a copy of this chapter 1, and the title of this book is not out yet, by Harry Dent, it's called, what again? The Greatest Financial Con in History. So if you'd like to get a copy, call Legacy Financial Strategies and set up a complimentary consultation on the phone, or come in to see us at no charge. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or go to our website at leaveatlegacy.com. It has all our contact information. So again, when you call in, ask for the report, Chapter 1, on Harry's new book, Harry Dent's new book, which is not out yet, called The Greatest Financial Con in History. I like to have Chapter 1. So you're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. Please listen to an important message. When we come back, we're going to talk a little politics.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leaveatlegacy.com to learn more. That's leaveatlegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. Listen to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. So in this segment, we're going to talk a little politics. So I got some good news for you. According to Joe Biden, you know, Joe Biden says he's going to beat Joe Biden. And he says, Joe Biden says, I'm married to Joe Biden. So this is the Joe Biden that I'm talking about. It says, Joe Biden promises fewer fires, floods, and hurricanes if he wins in November. So you probably don't know, he's a god. He's like the tree gods and the frog gods and the chair dog gods, etc. So if you want to send your tithes and offering to Joe Biden, I don't have his number. He does advertise from time to time. You can set in. So we need to pray for Joe for repentance. Pray for his soul, different folks. But he should be running for office. And Madam Kamala Harris, I'll be talking more about the profiles of corruption with Peter Schweiss. I said I was going to be doing that in the last couple of weeks, but I've had other things in between. But you're going to hear more about these folks. So the good news, he's going to stop fewer fires, floods, and hurricanes if he wins in November. So that's the good news. Next, okay, I didn't see this live clip, but, you know, on Fox, and by the way, I watch Fox News, but there's some dicey people on Fox News. You got to see some discernment. Newt Gingrich, which I met past December down in Florida, he spoke at a meeting, and I like Newt Gingrich. And he was, the name of that show is called Outnumber, where you have one guy and then you get the women, and it's usually at noon. And the interaction resulted in a long, awkward silence from host Harris Faulkner and Melissa Francis during Outnumber. And this was this past Wednesday. They said the number one problem in almost all these cities is George Soros. And they haven't spoke. You know, he worked for the Russian government. I talked about this before. And he elected left-wing, anti-police, pro-criminal district attorneys who refuse to keep people locked up, Gingrich said. So he supported a lot of these wacko governors and proponents, mayors from these cities. And both Kamala Harris and Joe Biden have talked very proudly about what they call progressive evil, I call them, district attorneys, progressive district attorneys, and anti-police, pro-criminal, and overwhelmingly elected with your source's money. And they are a major cause of violence we're seeing because they keep putting the violent criminals back on the street. Well, they didn't like that. They said, we don't need the, you can leave George Soros out of that. What does he have to do it? And one of the other hosts, she's a liberal, denied that. And of course, she explained this is not something secret, that they've actually admitted that. So they didn't seem, and the conservative, so-called conservative hosts, and that is Melissa Francis and Harris Faulkner, didn't like that. They've probably been told, I don't know this for a fact, from power to bees, is don't talk about George Soros. What's the reason? You go figure it out. I don't know. Now, I said last week we would talk about this week, and it's regarding this law they're trying to get passed in the schools called 1619. 1619. Senator Tom Cotton, Republican from Arkansas, said on Monday that the New York Times should not be teaching American history to kids amid the push for material from news organization called the 1619 Project to be incorporated in school programs. Many founders believed that only with the Union and the Constitution could we put slavery on the path to its ultimate extinction, Cotton said on Fox and Friends. That's exactly what Lincoln said, Cotton added. Cotton said that leading historians, including James McPherson and Gordon Wood, have debunked the 1619 Project. Meanwhile, Cotton on Thursday introduced a bill that proposed denying federal funds, and our president, Donald J. Trump, is behind that, to schools that incorporate New York Times controversy 1619 Project at the teaching curriculum. In other words, he wants to be able to deny these schools these funds if they teach this. Multiple school districts, including Chicago, Washington, D.C., have already updated their history curricula to incorporate material from the 1619 Project, which argues that America's defining year was when? 1619, the year of the first slave ship's arrival in the New World, and not 1776. They want to rewrite history. The project created by Nicole Hannah Jones was awarded a 2020 Pulitzer Prize for commentary. However, several historians have criticized the series of articles for multiple inaccuracies, including the argument the American Revolution was fought not to achieve independence from the Britons, but to preserve the institution of slavery. That's not what I learned. That's not what I was taught. In a statement, Cotton called the project a racially divisive account of history, denies the noble principles of freedom and equality on which our nation was founded. He said not a single cent of federal money, funding money, should go to indoctrinate young Americans with the left-wing garbage. Cotton said the fundamental moral principles in the Declaration of Independence is that all men are created equal. The history of America is the long and oftentimes difficult struggle to live up to their principle, Cotton said. Cotton went on to say that's history we ought to be proud of, not the historical revision of the 1619 Project, which wants to indoctrinate American kids and teach them to do what? Hate America. To believe that America was founded not on human freedom, but on racism. To think that slavery was not an aberration, but the true heart of America. So if you hear about that, speak to your legislators and say you're not for it. Now, here's something in the news, and I'm going to lead into this, and I'm going to be doing my one-way radio show when I get done with this. This is Friday I'm doing this. You'll listen to this show, which you'll listen to it on Saturday from 11 to 12, and I have another radio show called One Way Radio Network, only one way to heaven. That's 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on WPIC 790. It says, pastor disagrees with the LGBTQ community. People threaten to burn down his church. In our culture today, disagreeing with someone, especially against the sexual, homosexual, and gender revolutionaries, is considered dangerous hate speech. In fact, so-called Christians will even say that. Many people believe those who dare utter such disagreement should lose their right to free speech. Folks, it's right in Romans 1. I've talked about that before. Romans chapter 1, go read that. This intolerance has become increasingly common across the West. Just ask one pastor who said that a pride parade was celebrating sin. So for those who talks about all these phobias, are you one of those folks who celebrate sin? Or you're saying you're not to judge? Are you one of those that takes a text out of a context and create a pretext? You should examine every verse on the subject and come up with a valid conclusion regarding doctrine. All scripture is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction in righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped to do every good work. It is clearly you need to speak in love, that's true, but you speak out against it. Are you one to celebrate sin? Now, I'm going to give you an extreme. If I stood in a garage and I said, I am now a car, this may be an extreme example. I want to drive home a point. You say, you're not a car. I say, are you judging me? Are you judging me? Well, of course you're not judging me. You're putting out a fact. You're not me, but the fact is what I'm speaking is wrong. So you need to speak out. Now, you don't get belligerent. Don't get the, you know, one of those, you won't shake their hand or stuff like that. But the fact is you need to speak out. I'm glad this pastor, according to reports, Josh Williamson, the pastor of New Quay Baptist Church in Cornwall, UK, and formerly from Australia, posted a phrase, wonderful news, in response to a news item on the Facebook detailing the cancellation of a Pride event. When asked why he thought this was wonderful, he further commented, because I don't think sin should be celebrated. Now, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, folks. He later commented with some Bible verses from John, James 1, or 1 Corinthians. He then personally shared the article with the caption, hallelujah, we prayed our prayer meeting on Tuesday night. This event will be canceled. We also prayed the Lord would save the organizer. One prayer answered. Now we wait for the second prayer to answer. So, folks, if you want to protect your principal, learn more about strategies we have, call Legacy Financial Strategies, toll free at 800-264-4963. You want to protect your freedom, folks. We're losing it. You need to get out and vote. Look at the candidates. Look at the ones who stood on law and order and justice. What side would Jesus stand on? I think he would stand on the side that's for life, not killing babies. And number three, the most important, where are you going to spend eternity? It's either heaven or hell. He loves all. He wants all to come to repentance. He doesn't want any should perish. But unfortunately, according to Matthew 7, many people will be on the narrow road rather than the wide road. The narrow road's to heaven. That's the road you want to be on. The wide road's to hell. See, he stands at the door. You have to open the door. It's your choice. And how do you do that? You got to humble. James 4:10, humble yourself before the Lord. That means ask for forgiveness, repentance. Then do what? Accept Jesus Christ is the God. He says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except me being Jesus. A man's point on wants to die. Wants to die, Hebrews 9:27. Then comes the judgment. It's not like taking a vacation and you say, I won't go there next year. We're talking about forever and ever and ever. You may think I'm a lunatic. It doesn't matter. The Bible calls it peculiar, but thank you anyway. It's all about you. What door? Are you going to open the door? If you don't, the one judgment is the great white throat judgment. You'll spend eternity in hell because you choose that. And the other one is the bema judgment, judgment seat of Christ for believers where their works will be tested, but you will spend eternity in heaven. If you'd like to learn more information, tune in to our radio show on Sunday morning or give us a call at our office. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week.
Folks, if you own stocks, mutual funds, or variable annuities, listen up. We have software that'll do a moral audit. Maybe the money that you're investing is supporting outfits that support pornography, anti-family entertainment, abortion, or maybe non-marriage lifestyle, or maybe also alcohol, tobacco, and gambling. We will take those mutual funds, variable annuities, and we have this free software we'll analyze and show you what percentage of that money is going to support those. You do not have to give up rate of return to invest in those things. We can show you how to move that money and to support the companies who support the morals that you want out there. So if you want a copy of that moral audit at no charge you, please call toll free at 800-264-4963 or 724-983-1670. It's called the Evaluator.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
Yes, the financial game has changed, but you can't sit on the sidelines forever, because this year is important. If you found out there was a missing factor, a piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now, or if it could cause a significant problem or cost you in the future, would you want to find out about it today, 5 or 10 years from now? Never. If that factor, piece of information was a must-know fact, would you agree that you want to know about it prior to making any type of financial decision, especially one that would put your money at risk? That was to make our firm different. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial decision that's in your best interest before making that decision. Need some ideas for a particular circumstance? Call Legacy Financial Strategy and Legacy Advisory Group toll free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963, or go to our website at leavealegacy.com for a simple three-step review process to evaluate the risks of your retirement.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of The Complete Guide to Living a Tax-Free Retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.